And well, welcome to the Master Heart family. Gosh, it's great to see all of you. And I just love you all and your smiling voices, faces, and your happy voices. And some of us have been texting back and forth, all kinds of good news, just magical things are happening. And today we'll talk a little about being enlightened. And being enlightened is at the top of the in the spiritual realm, if you will. There's thoughts and ideas that are at that the spiritual realm, like God and love and joy and peace is a beautiful one. And really, if we just all make peace with ourselves and with our thoughts and with money and with other people, that it's really just a beautiful, beautiful place to be in. And we can all be in that place. And then what's kind of considered the highest in the spiritual realm is being enlightened. And it's that white light, one of the ways to look at that, the white light, and it's within you and within each one of us. So it is something beautiful, and we'll go there later on today. But let's start out like we normally do by sharing the good news, all the magic, the miracles that are happening. And so who wants to start and share some good things? Any questions, comments, good things going on, whatever, that I would love to hear from you. So who wants to go first? Hey, Joey.
Joey's going.
Hey, Stephen, go ahead.
Well, I'm just happy to be alive and doing so well. I would have to say I'm probably 94% better overall and
That's
just feeling great.
great.
I finally get to see the doctor on the 16th. So hopefully they'll release me to be able to do something. I've been kind of sitting on my, but I feel great and I feel very healthy and hopeful that everything is just could not have gone any better, and life is good, and I'm just happy for that.
That's
Miracle,
fantastic, Stephen.
miracle,
Yeah, every week it just gets better and better. And if you need the doctor to give you a pass, Dr. Hank will give you that pass. You can go do whatever you want. You're just fine, man. In fact, you're better than fine. You're super
feel
duper.
super duper. I'll give him a pass too.
Thank you, Dr. K. Yeah. So you got a couple doctors giving you the pass, baby. The thing that honor what we should want to honor the most is how we're feeling on, the God within us and the kingdom within us. And that's the only real opinion that matters. And so, with Stephen looking so good, feeling so good that, hey, he can be at 95%, if you will, just by him going to take a walk in 18 degree weather.
Get
That'll
cold
get
out
your
there.
blood
We'll get some coffee.
going. So great. Well, congratulations, Stephen. And then, just start saying to yourself, yeah, it's just getting better, and it's not so much about the number. It's just that, man, I'm getting better. And 94%, just shoot up to 110.
I'll write it down right
That's
now.
great.
110% better.
Yeah,
Perfect.
110. Because there's no limit, there's no end to how good we can feel and how much of the wonderful things we can attract into our life. The only limit is our little committee, that little chattering voice telling us beliefs that aren't true about us. We're all powerful. With God, all things are possible. And so to just flow with that. Beautiful. Good. Other good news? What's going on?
I can share something.
Hey, Shell.
So yesterday I was having some tech problems, and I'm not like 100% computer savvy, but I try.
You're
And
good.
I was getting frustrated, and I just decided to take a deep breath and walk away. And I was asking Steve Jobs to come in and help me because I know he can. And I was busy doing something yesterday, and I just started laughing because the answer came to me. Probably within the hour of me asking. And I was just laughing because I'm like, not even thinking about it anymore. You know, the answer came.
Yeah. And see, the beauty and the power of that is we just need to ask and know that it's coming. You know, most of us are asking for what we don't want. You know, that, oh, it's whatever, you know, it's cold outside or my football team lost or my right arm hurts or whatever. And that's what we're asking for, more things to make us not feel good. And that's all the committee. And so we just say, hey, we're not going to, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just focus on what I do want. So I have an opportunity, I have contrast with technology. So I just ask. And I like to personalize it. And like Shell did, and she asked Steve Jobs to come in. And I do that. And really, people around me think I'm a technology genius, you know, and I don't know squat about technology. But I have the powers to call on, we all do, to call on any answers and solutions that we want. And, you know, another beautiful word maybe to write down is, besides that word peace that we talked about earlier, is this word of understanding. You know, we just need to understand that, understand the situation where people are at. And I'll give a personal example. We moved into a new smart home and newly built, and the only internet that we can get right now is through Spectrum. And I've been on the phone, I bet 15 hours in the last couple of weeks. We've had at least 5 technicians come in. And I'm on one of these calls where I'm on hold, but, you know, I'm doing other things and I'm just enjoying myself. You know, I'm not getting upset. It's not those people, whatever. And I bet I was on at least an hour with this one customer service rep from Spectrum. And they said, you know, you're just the nicest man. You know, why aren't you upset? You know, people would be yelling at me, you know, would be all upset. And you're just so nice. And I said, hey, you know, oh, everything's going to play out just perfectly. And then I'm going to have the best TV reception and computer reception. She goes, gosh, with that attitude, I guess you can. And so, see, and by me being nice to that person, instead of me getting upset, because that will, all that does, if we get upset over anything, or if we worry about anything, that all we're doing is attracting more of those feelings, okay, which means more of those circumstances and type of people or whatever. And so I'm just not going to go there. I refuse. I don't care how long Spectrum has me on the phone. I'm going to enjoy myself. And I'm going to expect an awesome outcome. So by the end of all this, and again, most people would have had the most horrendous holiday because of Spectrum, if you will. I had the best. And right now I have, and I, of course, don't know the technology terms on all this, but I have a direct line into the most powerful way, directly right into my house. So it doesn't go any other, not split anywhere. And then they gave me all kinds of free stuff, and I'm at 1,000 whatever, you know, on it. And like, I mean, I just have instant internet and TV and, you know, everything. It's the best that I've ever had it. And it's like, it's all because that's what I wanted. I asked for it. I didn't care what was in front of me. And so this is, you know, this idea about, I don't think about where I am, but where I am headed. Ooh, doggies. So again, that's a good one to write down. That's a divine thought there, that I don't care where I am. I care about where I'm headed. And when you do, then you're living in heaven right here on earth. Yeah, beautiful.
Hey, Dr. Hank, my wife and I, on our way to church a week ago Sunday, had a flat tire. Hmm. And we're on the freeway. And, of course, traffic is going by 80 miles an hour. And I got out and saw the tire was flat. Of course, it was only flat on one side. But that was pretty funny.
And there's a good way to look for the wanted.
So I said, okay, I've got to change the tire. So I pulled a spare out, and this elderly gentleman, more elderly than me, pulled over, and he comes back and he said, oh, I'm good at this. I'm going to change that tire for you. And this guy had to be mid 80s at least.
My
got down on his knees on the ground, and I had already jacked the car up, and he pulled that old tire, the flat tire off, and put the spare on. And he said, I'm really good at this. And he said, I want you to have a great day. And then he got up and just walked off to his car, took off. So was it an angel? Maybe. I don't know. But he was awesome. And I was thanking him as he's walking away, and I didn't hear anything from him or a wave or anything. So I went to the tire store that had put the tires on.
Yeah.
Because I got home and I filled the tire up with air. I have a compressor, and it was leaking at the stem. They didn't tighten the valve down enough at the stem. So I made sure it didn't leak anymore. The next day I went to the tire store and told him what happened. I said, I looked at all the tires and all the stems were loose. They weren't seated right. And this guy apologized all over to me. I wasn't mad. I just was letting him know. And he said, you bring that car in, I'll put a new tire pressure monitoring sensor in it, and I'll make sure everything is perfect. You just ask for me. And it's because I didn't get mad, because it wouldn't do good anyway.
Right.
So on Wednesday, we go over and he's going to make everything right. And I just wanted to share that. I thought that was so cool.
That is just beautiful. And in answer to that, you know, whether it was an angel or not, but I just like expecting that it is. And to say, yeah, you know, we're all angels. I always say about people that, you know, you can either be angelic or not. And every one of us has the opportunity to be angelic. And that person that helped you there, Dr. K, he sure was angelic, wasn't he?
Well, there's no doubt about it. And we made it to church on time.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah, Joe. Yes.
Kenneth, who determines whether that was an angel or not in your life?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
You do.
Yeah. And it could be. And it could have been.
For me, if I get the choice of choosing, I'm always going to choose hell yeah. And then that becomes my truth. I get to choose that. So often we're looking for other people to give us permission. Like we get to do that. We get to determine, are our successes small, or are they the size of our successes? Are they small and this little thing, or is every one of them huge? We get to decide that.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. And that's great. And then, you know, Dr. K, for you to, you know, say, yeah, I didn't get mad about that. And that mad would have just got him mad and, you know, probably had more challenges or whatever, you know, with that situation. Instead, you got the best outcome, just like I got the best outcome. And because we look for the best and we're kind to people, you know, wasn't that guy that you were talking to, wasn't his problem with the tires per se, and you know, somebody that works for him or whatever. And yeah, and so just to be kind and compassionate, and you know, archangels that chaos, that violent, beautiful energy that come in. I invite archangels that kill every day in for me to be compassionate, for me to be kind. And then I get that energy, and then people feel that. And then guess what? They're compassionate and kind to me. It's like, oh my gosh, I get to call this. However I am, other people become.
That's so true. And all of, I wanted to let you know also, in all of my business emails, after I have my salutation and my information, I have a quote down there that says, quote, always expect the best.
Beautiful, beautiful. And why see, not? That encourages you and that encourages them, because you're surrounding your consciousness with these, expect the best, you know. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. I have, I put on everything, I love you. Whether I know them or not, because I know underneath the committee and everything else, that we're all connected together. You know, we all love each other. We all want to be loved. We all want to love, and we have the capability. There's endless love within us. And for us to lead with heart, that's why we're called the Master Heart Family. Just loving people, reaching out to ourselves and to the world. And when we're love, then the world becomes love. It's kind of like this idea about, you know, I was searching, a guy came to me and said, I've been searching for peace in this world. I just can't find peace. And well, yeah, where peace is, when you find peace within you, then you'll see the world and it'll be peaceful. And the same is true with love. That when you just be love, that and lead with love, that then you'll see, you'll find love in this world. This world has everything we want, everything we don't want, and we get to choose, kind of like the way Joey had said, we get to choose on how we look at everything. Beautiful. Thank you, Dr. K. Thank you, Joey. Yeah. Other good news? Yeah, Joey.
Like, it was so awesome to get to share with you guys last week. That was such a big moment, and it was so much more enormous than just like first time getting to go on live TV is, and I think I shared a little bit of this in there, is like, it's funny because all day I could feel my parents are both passing. All day I could feel them. Like one of my prayers that I rely on a lot is I'll say, God, I hope you're proud of the man I'm trying to be, you know? And I've said that for years and years and years. And that whole day, just multiple times through the day, I could just sense both my parents saying, I'm so proud of the man that you are. And then into this whole thing, I get tears from it. You know, it was and then into the whole thing, I get a text from my son who knew nothing about that. And he said, Dad, me, Grandma, and Papa are so proud of you. Oh, you know, it was just so big. And it was funny because I had to reach out to Dr. Hank on Friday because, like, everything felt so exciting, it scared me.
Yeah.
You know, it was almost like I don't, I feel like I'm going to lose control of this. It was so, you know, and it was nice getting to talk to you, you know, and I already put the thing in with you guys, and it's like, man, I want to share this with people. Before I called him, I was like, I want to share this with people I love. And you guys came to mind, like this Master Heart Family came to mind, you know, and then the response is coming back. It was like, man, that was the right freaking place to, you know.
Yeah. To
share that stuff and being able to really feel like heightened excitement about the enjoyment and everything happening and stuff and not have to bottle it and bring it down somehow, you know, or sabotage it or something with that. That was a new experience for me to get to do that. And I'll tell you, by the time I got home Friday night after the interview, it was really cool because it was a brand new show and I was the first guest, and it was problem-some because I was the first guest to a brand new show. So we got to experience that. It was fine. But I got home that night and I had this like pressure headache where I just needed to ground, you know, I just needed to just allow it to calm down then after a while. And I didn't have to do anything to make it calm down that, you know, things I would have done in the past. And I could just, it was such an incredible way to be, you know, that I didn't have to do something to fix it or do something to bring it down. I could just be that and allow the ride of it and stuff. And I'm really, really grateful I got, you know, share that with you guys and the sharing back and stuff like that. Thank you.
That's beautiful, Joey. Awesome. Yeah. And what Joey is referring to is that some of us are in this text message and so if you want to be in it is fun and exciting. And, you know, when Joey called me on that Friday, last Friday, you know, he said, yeah, and, you know, it's almost like I'm fearful, you know, this energy, it's just so good. And that the concept of give yourself permission to feel good, allow this to expand. There's no end to this joy. And that's where Joey was. He was in a pure state of joy. And that's where God is, in a pure state of joy. And God has been in a pure state of joy with you every moment of everything that you've done. Because when the contrast happens, what our committees would judge to be, you know, bad, or we said this wrong or did this, or we got guilt for that. Just let all that go. God never was there with you. And God goes to actually what you do want. But you do desire, and that expands all that is. It's just such a beautiful, you each one of you are just so important, so key to the eternity of all of us. And you signed up to come to this beautiful place we call Mother Earth, and with all the contrasts of what we want and what we don't want, and for us to experience that moves our thoughts and our energy, our emotions beyond where it's ever been before, puts the eternity into everything. So it's just beautiful. And so, Joey, yeah, to just, you know, give yourself permission, and there's nothing to be afraid of. It just gets better and better. And when you let go like that, then you are able to rise up, and we just rise up and live the life that our souls have always wanted. To be able to experience that freedom and that joy. That's beautiful, Joy. Thank you. Yeah. Great. Other thoughts? What else is
good? Yeah, I'll share.
Hey.
Hey. So this past weekend was the coldest for my part of California. It's certainly not in the teens, but It was cold by my standards here, and my heat was kind of doing something wonky, so it kept going out. And instead of being like, "Oh no," you know, because I couldn't get a hold of maintenance, I was like, "Well, this is a plot twist. Let's see what we can do." But what happened at first is I felt myself kind of get into that kind of, "Oh no, what do I do?" And then I remembered, like, oh, Mia Della, you have a fireplace. So so I got some firewood. My neighbor had some extra, actually. And so she gave me some firewood. I lit a fire, and I kind of made it just like this cozy, you know, fun weekend. I made some hot chocolate and hot popcorn and watched movies. And, you know, I lived in my onesie, and it was great. And actually today it's working perfectly fine. It was just kind of like, that was kind of a fun little twist. But another thing, I had the person who led the mural last May, she contacted me this past weekend, and she's like, "I want to put three of your pieces in the art show in Woodland, California." Wow. So it's going to be in a gallery February until April.
Awesome, Mia. Yeah. Mia is just an unbelievable artist, and she's gotten even more artistic because she's called her angels in and allowed them to do the painting for her. And Mia, first of all, if I can say, I love your hair. And I love the light behind you. You know, today we're talking about being enlightened and talking about light, baby, that you're it.
There you go.
This light, you know, coming from you. It's just beautiful. And then did you say a plot twist?
Call it a plot twist.
That's so right. And so when we're living our life and we have a plot twist, something changes, that if we just look at, this is for something better. This is going to give me something better. And then when you look there, next thing you know, you got a fireplace. You got a fire going. You know, you got your onesie, you call it.
It's ridiculous. It's a panda bear onesie. It's a full suit, you guys. But I love it.
And so if it wouldn't have been where you thought the heat was out or whatever, you would have never experienced, you know, that amazing time. And it's about how we're feeling, you know, it's not about what we're doing per se. It's about how we are feeling. That's the key. And we can feel good anytime in this very moment. We can feel good. We have the power to do that. And you just don't listen to the committee. And for most people, the committee manages their life. And that's why most people aren't very happy. And we have risen above that. And like Joey's expression of rising above that, he rose above the committee. And it was just like, oh my gosh, it's great. So I love that. And then Mia being the artist now, that, opportunities. Now she's being showcased at, you know, at an art show. And that, you know, it's just like, Oh my gosh, everything just gets better and better. And Mia, if you just will think about that and your art will just continue to grow and grow, be better and better. That and you know, yeah, you did a mural or mural on you know, a wall and in the city, whatever. And I mean, you're just all over there. So that's beautiful. Were you going to say something else, Mia?
Yeah, I was just going to share. All of the art pieces that I've done, I had to think about it because, you know, I used to have an art coach and, you know, there was this like 5-step system to selling your art. And, you know, you have to count the numbers and do the Facebook ads and all these things. Nothing's wrong with those things, but they just didn't feel in alignment with me. It felt like, you know, efforting and like really trying to like push and, you know, contact 20 people a day and you know, sell yourself. And and I had to think about every single art piece that I've ever sold in life was word of mouth and referral. And sometimes I never had to see the person. It was just a text message. Hey, I got your number. This is what I want. Can you do it? And I loved how easy that was. And so I've been calling in and asking for more just, you know, easy customers that love my work. Easy word of mouth.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And so, like you said there, no effort. You know, no sacrifice, no have to's. You know, get rid of the shoulds. Get rid of the have to's. There aren't any. Okay. They're all made up. And they're made up by somebody in their experience, you know, for example, like this art teacher, you know, her experience was, you know, this way that helped them become, you know, successful maybe or whatever. Well, everybody, we have our own path. And all we have to do is be on our path, be on our lighted path. And the way to do that is just to feel good and to ask to, I want to be in a state in the spiritual realm of love, of joy, of peace, of enlightenment. And if you just ask for that, it'll come to you. You don't have to work. You don't have to effort. Yeah, what is that, Dr. K? I can't read it. You're muted.
sorry about that. It comes up backwards if I do this. But I have post notes everywhere. And this one, you just sparked at my interest again. It says, prepave my day. It is happening now. Not tomorrow, now. So I had to share that with you.
That's beautiful. And see, and when we ask that, everything's already starting. And so even though we can't maybe, you know, see it or hear it or touch it, that we know that I like to look at our angels are out gathering all our goodies. And so if you just believe that and know that, then it will. We get to choose. Back to Joey's, we get to choose that this is how we choose. That and everything is happening for me. And so when the heater doesn't function properly, there must be a reason. What's a good reason? When the spectrum isn't working, what's a good reason? They have the best, you know, I got it all made now. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, this is so beautiful. Well, congratulations, man. Yeah, your art will continue to flourish, and because of the love that you put into your and your passion that you put into your paintings. Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Other good news? Who wants to share? Yeah, Deborah. You gotta unmute.
Hi. Hey everybody. Happy New Year. So good to be here, and I love hearing everybody's stories. And Mia, loving the hair, totally digging it. You look beautiful. So for me, I was just, it came up today, like, you know, I feel like I've always been like in a rush, you know, like I want to get everything done, right? And for example, today I've been postponing, like I knew I had an EIN number, it's just removal example. And I totally forgot it was under epigenetic scan, but I couldn't find it. And I'm like, okay, well, I didn't want to like call the IRS and like go through all that. But you know what? I'm like, I called them this morning. I'm like, it's gonna be easy. I'm just gonna call them. And it was so smooth. Like I got my EIN, I updated my address, like all went really, you know, well. But it was like that committee of like, you know, postponing things because my mindset is I'm in a rush. I have other important things to do. But like, really, like, you know, what is so, you know, important? It's just like breathe. So even when I went for a run, like, you know, was it yesterday? I go for these runs and I love it. It's my time outside. But I'm always like listening to like business calls or podcasts or, you know, mindset calls. And this time yesterday, I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna like listen to nature and like, you know, enjoy, you know, where I'm at versus, you know, having to learn something and being on top of something, you know. And it was just, it was so peaceful. I felt so connected and to everything. And it's just a wonderful experience. So to me, it's just slowing down and, you know, being deliberate, of course. That's my word for the year is deliberate. And yeah, and just all is good. I'm excited for 2024 and I love hearing everybody's miracles. And Joey, boy, I'm proud of you. I can't wait to listen to, on LinkedIn. I know we're connected now, so I'm going to watch your show there. And I'm so happy that you shared your, you know, your miracles with us in that group. And it just makes me so happy just to kind of pause sometimes and reflect on like, you know, where I'm at today and how beautiful life really is if you just take a minute to breathe and trust the process and trust that, you know, you have your angels like Dr. K that, you know, that helped him and we're all here to help each other. So you all are my angels and thank you for letting me share.
That's beautiful, Deborah. Yeah, what a some powerful words there on this peaceful being connected, breath, easiest, fastest way for us to get connected with God, our higher powers, through our deep breath, just breathing in and breathing out. And you just get on your path. We each have our own lighted path, and it'll take us to everywhere we want. And this idea about rushing, that's the committee. It wants you to be in a hurry, think you don't have enough time. We have 160 hours a week. And if you take away, you know, 40 hours or 60 hours of work and sleep and eating and everything, you still have like a full work week, you know, left. What are you doing with it? We have plenty of time. And just start saying that to yourself, that man, I have plenty of time. And I'm gonna just take it easy. I'm gonna be at ease here. You know, and that's been misinterpreted, and people said, like, oh, don't be lazy, and you know, these ugly words. Like, no, not being that. What you are is as you just flow, and you flow with life, you flow with God, you flow with all it is, that then all of life just starts turning beautiful because
You know,
you're there.
Dr. Hank, my mom will be gone 3 years next month, and she's still with me. I hear her saying things. When she was upset with me, she'd always call me Kenneth Daniel. But one of the things she reminded me of all the time, she would say, Kenneth, haste makes waste. Haste makes waste. And that is resonating with me all the time. You know, and I've got a
Beautiful.
big birthday coming up in May, and you say, well, the runway of life is there's a whole lot behind me than there is before me, but what's before me is better than what was ever behind me.
Absolutely.
And so you know, coming up to being 75 years old, it's hard to believe, but it's true. It happens, and I'm going to make the last the best.
And that runway, there's no end to that runway in front of you, Dr. K.
Right.
That, you
Right.
know, is when you transition back into non-physical, that, you know, you'll be with your children or whatever, just like, you know, your mother is. And we all promise never to say Kenneth Daniel to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kenneth Daniel.
And then another thing you just remind me, sorry, I'm
sure
on, no. But another thing is she had macular and she lived about 80 miles from us, and I'd go up and into the mountains in Arizona, pick her up and bring her here and have a day with her, and I would get frustrated with traffic. And she, obviously first thing she would say, Kenneth, patience. Patience. I hear that all the time. So
yeah. And there is that, and when we look at life instead as, hey, everything is happening for us and a purpose, that then because we can misconstrue that word patience, and like, you know, if you ask for patience, then you may not ever get anything you want. And so maybe it's more about like, hey, this is all okay. And I've helped a lot of people with traffic issues because they, oh, there's road rage everywhere. And, you know, no, there's only road rage because you have it in you. And then that shows out in your world. And so I just recently helped someone who had road rage all the time, almost every day, and doesn't have any anymore. And so how does that happen? You know, the people didn't move or anything. We changed. And speaking of us changing, why don't we go there now? Why don't we go to the light within us to become enlightened, the highest thought about to be in the divine, to be in the spiritual world. So I invite you all now to just relax, get into the flow. That let us close our eyes, breathe in deeply, 5 seconds in. And 5 seconds out. And just say to yourself, relax. Say to yourself, at ease, just become so comfortable. Breathe in and know that this is connecting you with your higher power, with your inner being, with the kingdom within you. As you breathe out now, and just say to yourself, peace. Become at peace. Allow peace to flow in you and all around you. Breathe in. And breathe out. And release anything unwanted. And be in a pure state of allowing now. As we go down to the kingdom within us. And so let's begin at the top of a beautiful white spiral staircase. We can all be together on this beautiful white spiral staircase as we start walking down, going down deeper and deeper. Feeling so good, feeling so free, so excited to go to our soul, to become enlightened, to feel the love of God upon us as we go down deeper and deeper and deeper. And at the bottom of this beautiful spiral staircase, we look out and there are green pastures, beautiful, divine green pastures. And we begin to skip and laugh and smile and just enjoy and love this feeling as we are now in our soul, feeling so loved, so cared for, so supported. We give such thanks for being in this beautiful place right now. As we lie down in green pastures and just Feel that laying down now, all of us together in green pastures, looking up and seeing the beautiful blue sky. It's just so peaceful, so loving, so filled with joy we are now. And as we lay down in green pastures, so there is this beautiful blue stream that is right next to us. And it just is flowing. Just gently we hear that beautiful stream flowing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me to quiet waters. My soul is refreshed now. I'm guided along by wanted, lighted path now. For goodness and love follow me all the days. And I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And now, as you look up in the sky, you see this very distant light. It's a bright light, though. You see this light, and this is the light of God, the light of all that is coming to us now, getting brighter and brighter. Just feel that light. You can feel the heat of this light on our bodies. Feel so warm, so loving. And this light now comes fully to us and is upon us and is in us. And we are becoming now enlightened. And we feel that enlightenment, that love upon us. We feel the understanding. Our thoughts are clear. We're so happy. We're so in love with ourselves, with each other, with this world. We so look forward now to this bright future that we have. Oh, feels so good. It's so wonderful. We call forth in this enlightened state now miracles into our life. Amazing people, amazing situations and circumstances, amazing thoughts, incredible feelings that we've never had before. We rise up. We rise up above anything unwanted, and we now flow in the light. We are enlightened in how we enjoy this. We understand. We have peace. We have love. We have joy for all of our days, which are eternal. And for this, we give thanks. Breathe in. Breathe in the light. The light is in us. The clarity is here with us. The love, the knowing, the abundant life is with us now. We have been promised the abundant life, and it is ours now. And together we stand up on these green pastures. We hold hands together as we see the beautiful stream flowing down, the quiet stream of life, the beautiful stream of life. As we emerge ourselves in this gentle, beautiful, loving stream, and we flow now down our beautiful path of life, of love, of peace, enlightened, feeling So good. For a minute now, just breathe deeply and enjoy. Imagine your future. Hear the angels sing. We hear the harps play. We hear laughter. We begin to smile now. Our heart is just wide open now, open, filled with love. And as we fill ourselves with love and the light, that this love and light goes from us out to each other, out to the world. And we see heaven right now. We live in heaven. We live the abundant, the enlightened life. And for this, we give thanks. For this, we give ourselves permission to live here always now. Breathe in. And breathe out. Let us now rise up and begin to float out of the divine, healing, pure waters of the divine, and floating over the green pasture. And going to the stairway of heaven, that white stairway that we go up, just floating and flying up, raising our vibration, raising our oneness and awareness with God and all that is. We go to the top of the staircase, and there's this beautiful white door. It's this white door to life, to the promised life, to the golden life, to the lovely life, to the heavenly life. And we open up that door now, and we float right into our chairs. And it feels so good on who we are. And what we have become now, enlightened. And I invite us back into the room. Wiggle your hands, wiggle your toes, and welcome this beautiful life in now, your life, the magnificent life. And I invite you to open up your eyes and give thanks. And welcome. Doggies. I feel good, do 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 do, like I knew that I would. Clarence, I love that smile, baby. Oh, everyone smiled. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So, any before Joey leads us in singing, any other wonderful comments? How was that experience? Anything else you'd like to share?
Peaceful.
Yeah.
Very peaceful.
It's so powerful, for all of us that we've made peace now. Made peace with the world. Made peace within us. Made peace with our fears. Nothing to fear. Nothing to manipulate. Nothing to manage. It's for us to enjoy. We deserve it. It's ours. This is how our soul always intended us to live our life. And so now we do. Freedom, the freedom from those thoughts, those fears, the peace. And then that all brings to us the joy. Beautiful. So, and I've heard from many of you within the last week on just all the wonderful miracles that are happening, and I encourage you to share it with others, ourselves, and other people, that to uplift people and to share, lead with love and lead with heart, and to share the good news so you can inspire others. Great. So are you ready for a little singing? We like to laugh and have more fun.
We like to laugh and have more fun.
We now walk in the light.
We now walk in the light.
And our lives are more bright.
and our lives are more bright.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Sound off the Master Heart family.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, everybody, your week just took off. You're going to have the best week ever that your life this year. Everything's just getting better and better. Look for it, expect it, and just give thanks that we are now all enlightened. Doggies. Love you.
Enjoy. Bless everyone.
Thanks, Dr. Egg.
Okay.
Love you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Thank you.